From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Foreign ministers from 20 nations meeting in Vancouver about North Korea say sanctions pressure must continue against the North until it abandons its nuclear weapons program. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the gathering of like-minded nations sends North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a unified message.
The differences between freedom and democracy for the people of the Republic of Korea is striking when compared to the conditions of life for the people that live under the tyranny of the regime in North Korea. And it is only a threat of this nature, a serious nuclear weapons threat, that would unite what were once enemies, the sending states, with China in a common goal to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. And the sending states stand shoulder to shoulder with China, with the Republic of Korea, with Japan, with Russia, and is now joined by the entire international community in saying to the regime in North Korea, we cannot and will not accept you as a nuclear state.
Tillerson urged China and Russia, which were not invited to the meeting, to fully implement UN sanctions against North Korea.
No puedo dejar de manifestar.
Pope Francis expressed his pain and shame over Chile's sexual abuse scandal on Tuesday. They were his first comments in Chile on a crisis that has scarred the Roman Catholic Church's credibility in the country. The Pope asked for forgiveness and promised to make every effort to support the victims and ensure that such things did not happen again. He spoke in the presence of the president of the country, along with other Chilean officials and foreign diplomats. This is VOA News. President Trump